Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Brothers and sisters in Christ, before we can start talking about rest, we first need to talk about the labor and the heavy loads that we are under. And once we can know that, we can begin to appreciate what kind of rest Jesus is in fact offering. So what is it that you need rest from? What are the burdens that you are bearing? What weighs you down like a sack of heavy rocks? Where are these burdens being placed on you? Well, as we begin to answer that, you know, the burdens come in various shapes and forms depending on your vocation or your station in life. Some of you today might be feeling particularly burdened in your occupations. Things like deadlines, budget constraints, layoffs, trying to juggle working from home. Some of you, it's your interpersonal relationships, trying hard to bring up children, knowing how to direct them in the Lord, being respectful and productive members of society, knowing how to discipline effectively. And for children, there are difficulties in trying to please parents, struggling against what you want to do versus what your parents want you to do. On top of that, laboring to get along with siblings, especially when they tease or provoke you. Often it feels like a heavy burden to do what you ought to do. Why is that? Well, because at the heart of it, we realize that we're not the person that we ought to be. We feel that we are not the person we're supposed to be, and it feels like when we know what the right thing to do is, the harder it seems to do that right thing. And so it's frustrating. Some of us are struggling with other burdens. Burden is health, and the frustration is of a different type, though similar. You feel the constraints of not being able to do what you once were able to do, and as a result, you feel that you are not the person that you should be. That's frustrating. Because you want to do something, but you don't have the physical strength or the stamina to do it. Now, all of these, and then add on the burden of trying to create a sense of normalcy in the midst of a pandemic. Lord, have mercy. You know, the burdens come in different shapes and different packages, and they manifest themselves in our vocations and, in fact, in our very being. All of these said consequences of being at the core nature by nature sinful and unclean. How do we get there? Well, from ages past, mankind has been burdened with hardship and labor, family strife, failing health, just to name a few. Though these were not the burdens of your choice, they are the result of our first parents' choice. And no, it's not fair. You know, two tragedies result in this. One is now that you don't have a choice but to experience these burdens. And the second, I think, is worse. Because it leads us to believe that you and I can choose the burdens that we bear and carry them on our own. But look, all is not without hope. God does not leave us bearing the burden alone. Though we will live a life for a time dealing with the frustrations of our sin and the nature that we have inherited, that doesn't have the final word. St. Paul in Romans chapter 7 wrestles with this, and he comes to this point where he says, "Wretch that I am, who's going to rescue me from this body of death?" And his conclusion? Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus our Lord. See, the labor and the burdens that we carry are a result of our sin, sin in the world, and ultimately of us wanting to sit in the place of God. This is a universal truth. All people since Adam and Eve have followed in their footsteps and have wanted to be like God, and thus have suffered the consequence of being labored and heavy burdened. For this reason, God, through the law, reveals and exposes the reason for the struggle in our labors. And sometimes he allows us to be crushed so that we would despair of ourselves and our own meager efforts to shoulder the burden, and instead look to Christ. He promises to give us rest and relief to our labors and our burdens. A little illustration for this. Picture, if you will, a child and and their father going backpacking in the mountains. Now, the child, of course, wants to be just like dad and wants to pick up dad's big, heavy backpack. But, of course, it's too big for him, too heavy, doesn't fit. So the child sets aside their pack and tries to put on dad's. And though the pack is clearly too big, too heavy, it doesn't stop the child from trying to struggle to lift it and carry it themselves. You can picture a dad coming up to this child and lovingly saying, "Look, this pack is too heavy for you. I'll carry it." Now, what's that child going to do? Well, they have two choices. They're either going to continue to struggle with a load that's not their own, ignoring their dad's promise and intent to carry it, or they will trust in faith that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. So, this is where we find ourselves. This is the way it is between God and man. Ever since Adam and Eve, our natural inclination is to shoulder the burden of our sin and to try to carry it ourselves and deal with it ourselves. But the reality is we can't. The load is too heavy for us. Graciously, God doesn't leave us to be crushed under the weight of our sin. He offers, in fact, to carry our burden. And this offer is made good through the person and the work Christ Jesus on the cross. So hearing God's gracious offer, how do you respond? Well, you may for a time, like me, struggle with the load thinking to yourself, you know, hey, I've got this. I can do it. I can shoulder the load. I can deal with my own sin. It's not that big of a deal. Well, if so, I want to remind you, and I need to be reminded of this myself, what we say together in the common confession. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If you believe that the burden of your sin is something that you alone can carry, look, you're only lying to yourself and disregarding God's gracious offer. No, it's far better to respond in faith to God's gracious offer. And this doesn't come by your own reason or strength. The Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies you through the gospel message. It's kind of like the child who, struggling to shoulder dad's pack, coming to his senses after really hearing and listening to the promise, and then saying, "Look, you're right. I can't lift it, Dad. I trust that you're big enough and strong enough to do it. I trust that you are going to do as you have promised." That's faith. And that's where we find rest. Faith in Christ. If you are heavy laden and burdened from trying to shoulder the weight of your sin, then listen and trust Jesus' gracious promise to you. I will give you rest. You don't have to do it. Christ Jesus has already done it for you. He bore the burden of your sin, carried it to the cross at the summit of Calvary, and there he was utterly crushed under its weight. He bore your burdens, and it cost him his life. But it was a price that he willingly and joyfully paid. Now, risen from the dead, ascended into heaven, our Lord Jesus continues to call out to you, "Come to me, and I will give you rest. My burden is easy and my yoke is light." wait a minute, my burden is easy and my yoke is light? I thought we found rest here. What does this mean? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus has carried your sin to the cross that you might follow after him and that you yourselves may bear your crosses. See, the rest and the freedom that Jesus has come to give you is never license for you or for I to abandon our vocations, even when struggles and burdens yet remain. Rest that Jesus offers is never a vacation from your vocation. Christ has carried the burden of sin and death and set you free to bear the burden of love and of service for your neighbors and your vocations. Remember that child who couldn't lift Dad's pack? Well, that child still has their own pack to carry, one that's their size. Once the impossible task of carrying Dad's heavy pack has been lifted, they are free to focus on carrying their own. Since by faith in Jesus' promise, we believe that he has lifted the burden of our sin, we now live yoked to him in the burden of serving our neighbors in love. And here's the thing. This burden and this yoke of serving your neighbors in love will look a lot and have a lot of custom-made crosses for you, made just your size. You've been set free for a freedom to serve. The heavy lifting has been done. We're free to serve our neighbor in our vocations. This might look like focusing on your wife when she's going through a difficult time. It might look like setting clearer boundaries for your child so that they know that they're loved and secure. It might look like giving your best effort at work even when it's not seen or not appreciated. It might mean making a call, sending a card, helping out a brother or sister in Christ who is struggling with health issues. In all of these things, it may be just a sense of dying to yourself and the things that you would like to do and reaching out to your neighbor in love, the things that need to be done for the benefit of your neighbor. See, whatever it is and whoever it is, serving your neighbor in love is going to look a lot like bearing a cross for others as Jesus has for you. Take heart and don't be discouraged. See, you need not labor for your own salvation. Christ Jesus has accomplished that for you as he bore your sins on the cross. His work of your salvation has been completed in his sacrificial death. And by faith in his labor for you, you have been set free to focus not on yourself, but on laboring for others. In this you find rest. For as Christ has loved and served you, now set free to love and serve others. As you love and serve others in the name of Christ, he is at work in and through you. And because of Christ, labor is never in vain. So come to Jesus, who calls all who labor and are heavy laden. You will find rest in him, just as he has promised. Amen.